understanding and embracing yourself fully, including your imperfections and your mistakes and your flaws and the things that you think that you should have done and you didn't do it right, or what you should have said but you didn't say it. All of those things, but just getting to a place where you can accept yourself, where you can love yourself, where you can embrace yourself, embrace your imperfections, embrace your mistakes, learn from life, and know that it's okay. It's okay to fall and get back up. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay when things don't. Welcome to The Rainey Howard Show, where listeners transform their lives with messages on mental, emotional, and spiritual growth, inspiring happy lives and healthy relationships. Enjoy this new episode. You know, I want to start by sharing this scripture, and it's a Proverbs 19:8. It says, "The one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper." And in today's episode, I'm going to talk about 5 habits of a wise woman. You know, I think it's really important as we live life that we become lifetime learners. And there are habits that help when it comes to being a wise woman. There are certain habits that you want to be aware of that you want to implement in your daily life. And so the number one habit is self-acceptance. And really, this is something that I've learned through life, just living life, experiencing life, growing, being in relationships, being married for over 20 years, and just the wiser I've gotten, the more I've understood how important it is to have self-acceptance. And, you know, self-acceptance is really the key to having a healthy relationship. It starts with you accepting yourself. How can you really accept and love another person if you struggle to accept yourself? And so once I learned to accept myself fully, accept my mistakes, my imperfections, and I'm still learning how to accept some of my imperfections, it's a struggle. It is a struggle, especially when it comes to just the physical body and all the changes that happen as you age and you have children. Learning how to accept myself is something that I can say even before I had children and I didn't have, you know, the body of a woman who, you know, been through pregnancies and changes and weight gain and weight loss and all of that. And so even before all of that, I struggled with self-esteem issues. And so just to be a wise woman, you really want to have the habit of self-acceptance, because that comes with wisdom. It comes with understanding and embracing yourself fully, including your imperfections and your mistakes and your flaws and the things that you think that you should have done and you didn't do it right, or what you should have said but you didn't say it. All of those things, but just getting to a place where you can accept yourself, where you can love yourself, where you can embrace yourself, embrace your imperfections, embrace your mistakes, learn from life, and know that it's okay. It's okay to fall and get back up. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay when things don't work out. You don't have to beat up on yourself, but the more you learn to accept yourself, the more you can grow and wisdom and love and appreciation. And the more you can accept other people and accept your relationships. So it starts with self-acceptance. That's why that's the number one habit of a wise woman. And it leads me to the second habit of a wise woman, and that is prioritizing your needs. This is very, 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 very important to understand the importance of self-care and emotional well-being, to learn to listen to your body and prioritize your needs, to understand when it's needed that you take a break and rest, to understand what your body is saying, what your emotions are saying, what your emotions need right now. What does your spirit need right now? What does your mind need right now? Understanding your needs and prioritizing them, putting your needs first. It's okay to prioritize yourself, to prioritize your self-care, to make sure that you are well. That's wisdom. And if you are feeling bad for making your needs a priority, that's an issue. Because while you're taking care of everyone and you are serving everyone and you are nurturing everyone, who's taking care of you? And if you're not well, who's going to take care of you? If you're not resting, who's going to make sure you rest? You must prioritize your needs. And part of that is understanding your needs, listening to your needs, learning your needs, and being patient with yourself. But why? Ask yourself, why is it a challenge to prioritize your needs? Why do we make it challenging? Why is it so difficult? Why is it hard? It's not hard for a wise woman. A wise woman, she's going to prioritize her needs. She's going to listen to her body. She's going to prioritize her self-care and her emotional well-being. How about you? The third habit of a wise woman is to have emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is very important. Emotional intelligence is the ability to manage both your own emotions and understand the emotions of the people around you. There are five key elements of emotional intelligence: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. Your emotional intelligence will protect you. And as you learn to properly express your emotions effectively and manage your emotions properly, it will enhance your personal and professional relationships. So in order to have this emotional intelligence, a wise woman is going to make space for self-awareness. She's going to make space to become more aware of herself. She's going to make space for self-regulation. Through self-regulation, she'll have the ability to regulate her emotions and her actions in a variety of environments. When it comes to being at work, when it comes to being at home, she knows how to regulate herself. And her self-awareness is her knowledge of her own thoughts and feelings and motivations. She's going to be aware of these things. And then the empathy that she has is her capacity to emphasize and appreciate another's perspective, and even to appreciate her own perspective. And this is going to lead her to have better decision-making skills, just having the ability to make responsible choices and accept the outcome of her choices. And then she's going to also have social skills and the ability to create and maintain healthy relationships. And this is why emotional intelligence is a very important habit for a wise woman. It allows her to navigate through her relationships in a healthy way emotionally. I'm going to read this quote from my book, The Love Habit. There are times in life when your habits create results you may not like, but you're able to live with. And then there are times when repeated habits become unbearable and lead to severe life-altering results that shape your entire existence. When your body, mind, and emotions automatically know how to keep doing what you've always done, getting what you've always got, the biggest habit you need to break is the habit of being the person you've allowed yourself to become. And that's from my book, The Love Habit, which is available now for pre-order. There are habits that you are automatically repeating in your life. And some of these habits are things that you don't like. And they're leading you down a path where you have to make a decision in order to change, in order to have different results, in order to have the healthy mind, body, and spirit, you have to make some changes. And making these changes is going to require you to level up. It's going to require you to have new habits. It's going to require you to prioritize your self-care. It's going to require you to develop yourself and to see yourself in a new way and to be willing to level up into the person you know you are called to be, your higher self, and understanding that now is your time. This is your season. This is your calling. And that leads me to the fourth habit of a wise woman, which is understanding that life is not a race. It's the practice of knowing and understanding that life is a journey. It's a journey that's unique to each individual. And it's okay to take a different path. It's okay to be at your pace. You don't have to rush through anything. You don't have to have certain things done at a certain age. You can take your time. You can pace yourself. You can embrace who you are. You can use what you have and be resourceful and be content in who you are. You don't have to rush or compete with another person. But as you embrace yourself and your calling and your life and know that you are enough and everything that you have been given is enough, your skills, your talents, the people in your life, you're blessed. And when you know that and you understand that, and you understand that your life is not a race and you're not competing and trying to pace out someone else, but you're embracing that it's okay to be on your journey. It's okay to be where you are and to thrive where you are and to honor yourself and honor your voice and honor your gifts and honor your talents and to continue to flow in the spirit that God has given you and gifted you with and know that it is enough. You're not here to one up someone else. You're not here to compete with someone else or be the first. And it's okay, whatever, wherever you fall and whatever it may amount to, it's okay. You are enough. You are blessed. This is your journey. This is your gift. This is an opportunity for you to live. So live, enjoy, be on this journey of your life. Embrace the moment, savor the times. It's sacred. Your life is sacred. And you got to know that. And finally, the fifth habit of a wise woman is to prioritize what matters. Understand what matters to you. What are your goals? What are your desires? What's important to you? Whatever that is, prioritize that. That is the habit of a wise woman. She's going to prioritize what matters to her because she knows that what matters to her brings more life and energy into her world. And so refocus your energy and time on the things that fulfill you. Don't get so caught up in just doing things because you just need to do them or because it's something that has to be done, but it drains you and it stresses you out. But put more energy and time on the things that bring fulfillment and joy, and it feels purposeful and it feels timeless and it feels amazing. Focus on those things that energize you and less on the things that deplete you and drain you, and thrive in a life of fulfillment, knowing that you are here for that. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your season. And no matter where you are in your life right now, or how hard things may seem, or how challenging they may be, you know that you're meant for even more greatness, and you are deserving of this greatness, and you can thrive in this greatness. And as you prioritize what matters to you, that greatness will unfold in your life, and you'll be on this journey, thriving and connecting and enjoying and experiencing more and more of what brings joy to your life. So I hope these habits of a wise woman encouraged you to continue to thrive and live and grow and explore, because there's so much life for you to live. And I want to encourage you to be wise in this life and to embrace the habits of a wise woman. Now, I want to hear from you. What habit stood out to you most? Let me know. Connect with me at rainyhoward.com. Send me a message. Also, go ahead and pre-order your copy of The Love Habit at rainyhoward.com. For more messages like this one, go ahead and subscribe to the Rainy Howard Show podcast. And if you enjoyed this, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode.